On the line now, I have Elizabeth Arnott from Irish Water. Good afternoon, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Now, not too bad at all. Now, today is UN World Water Day, and I think people, as you obviously, like, once you have something all the time, you sort of get used to it and you don't think about it and you haven't got it, as I discovered last week when our water was turned off for the day. So how important is it to get the information out there?
Well, I think we've been very lucky, and we are very lucky in Ireland in that we have an abundance of the raw natural resource that is our fresh water. However, turning it into potable drinking water and ensuring that the wastewater we produce in our homes and businesses is taken away, and what we refer to as water services, these are things that we need to ensure that we protect, and we need to ensure that we fund properly so that we can enjoy what they bring for us. And unfortunately, not every country has the opportunity, has the raw water resource, or has the infrastructure in place to harness that and harvest that water and bring it to our homes and our businesses as safe, potable water. And I think World Water Day highlights that across the globe. I think it was Kofi Annan who said that the next world wars will happen over water. It is the most precious resource we have on the planet. And Ireland, like other nations like Scotland that have a lot of water resources, we have a very good opportunity as a nation to become climate change resilient in terms of water, and that gives us a global and competitive advantage. But we need to protect the resource that we have, and we need to invest in the infrastructure to make sure that we keep this service running for our homes, for our schools, for our businesses, for our communities.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now you have a name at the moment, and it's a water team, and you're doing it through schools, so get to the children, because even now with all sorts of things to do with the environment, the children are teaching the parents now. So what way will that...
I have two children myself, and they're teaching me every day, I can tell you.
Okay.
One of the first things that we did in Irish Water was support the Green Schools Programme. This is a whole school initiative that encourages children to take a real, really strong, genuine interest in how their behaviour impacts on the environment. And it really helps children understand through auditing your behaviour, and in the theme that we're supporting, it's water. So they look at all of the ways they use water within the school, how much they use, and they take steps then to conserve that water or to manage their demand for water. And in so doing, they have an educational experience, but they also become very conscious of how they, as individuals and as a school, impact on the environment. Now, Green Schools also looks at things like energy and transport and waste and water, biodiversity. It's a fantastic program, and it's in most schools around the country. So we thought it would be a great place for Irish Water to start. And as I say, one of the first things that we did was support Green Schools.
Mm-hmm.
This year now, we are working with Green Schools. We've resources distributed to the schools, and we've also developed, Antashka are implementing workshops and education seminars to highlight the importance of the theme. And we have a couple of other things going as well. We have a poster competition on at the moment, and we're hoping to award the Irish Water Primary School and Irish Water Secondary School towards the summer. So it's very, very important that we as an organisation who have responsibility for ensuring that everybody who's on the water, mains water, has safe, clean drinking water and has their wastewater taken away,
mm-hmm.
that we also start looking at the educational value of supporting projects like Green Schools, so that we understand from the moment we get up in the morning till the time we go to bed at night, we need to value this precious resource.
Okay, now, Dad, talking about ordinary people and conserving water and all that sort of carry on, I mean, as I say, kids will teach the parents, but as regards, I mean, water charges coming in, it hasn't been too much of a furore about it, because I think people appreciate in a lot of ways, okay, that's the way it is, but they're sort of put out by the way a lot of, with leaks and the way things are done, there's a lot of government, a lot of government should have been doing years ago.
You know what? That's a very, very good point. I think what we're seeing in our water services is the result of a lack of underinvestment, particularly in the last few years. 40% of our water is unaccounted for. So we produce it, and it's expensive to produce, but 40% of it disappears because the pipe network is so old. And in some parts of Dublin, the pipe network is well over 100 years old. So we're relying on that aged infrastructure to bring us our drinking water. That's just one of the problems that we have. We don't have enough headroom in Dublin. We have about 1% of a difference between the amount of water we have available to us and the amount of water that we need.
Mm-hmm.
So when there's a problem in any of our plants, people are without water. And that happens, and that's unacceptable. In other capital cities, you'd be looking at 15% headroom. So we also have problems with our wastewater. We've got 42 parts of the country here in Ireland where there's no treatment at all. Raw sewage, what people flush out of their loos goes straight into the watercourses, and that's totally unacceptable. So there is a huge amount of problems that we have with our asset base, as we call it, or with the infrastructure that's bringing us our water and taking away our wastewater. And we need to put in place a new way of managing water services and funding water services so that we can be sure that our communities are protected. There's about 19,000 people in Roscommon who are on boil water notices. Mm-hmm. They can't drink the water from their taps. So we need to make sure that communities, the health of communities are protected and the integrity of our environment is protected, but also that we have the opportunity to facilitate economic development. When people look to develop or to invest in Ireland, they look at our power and they look at our water and they see, do we have reliable power and do we have reliable water resources? So if we want to recover and become a vibrant economy, a sustainable economy, we need to have adequate water services. And that's really the remit of Irish Water. Okay. Yes, we have difficulties with the infrastructure, but we do have opportunities now to get that right for this generation and for generations to come after.
Mm-hmm. So do you think it would do any good if people, the ordinary public, just made representations constantly to the local representatives about the infrastructure, as you said there, before they start paying for it? I'm not trying to get involved in any campaigns around, but just sort of, instead of waiting until something happens, I mean, you're talking about contamination there.
We think about Galway. The case in Roscommon is really, for us, it's the most important one. Mm-hmm. We have a limited amount of resources that we can spend on fixing the assets, and that's the reality.
Okay.
Up until now, the taxpayer, the government, has been funding water resources. So we have that pot of money available has become less and less and less. And as a result, communities have become more and more and more impacted. And that's the reality. You must continually invest in water services to keep them up to a standard to meet the needs of a modern economy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're at a critical juncture here. We have not got enough funding to maintain water services, and we're all going to be affected. And think about those 19,000 people today in Roscommon who couldn't brush their teeth this morning, mm-hmm, because their water wasn't safe for them to do so. We have to fix that problem. But the funding gap that we have is just too great. And this is part of the reason why charges are being introduced. And we will all have to pay part of our share in ensuring that we have safe, clean drinking water and adequate wastewater treatment, as I say, for our homes, our communities, our industries, our businesses, for now and for into the future. And it is a big change. There's no doubt about that. But we're one of the last parts of the world to actually address this issue.
Mm-hmm.
And because we haven't adequately funded our wastewater and our water systems, we have enormous difficulties. We have a failing asset base. We have, as I say, we've lost 40% of our water. We have 25% of our wastewater treatment plants are non-compliant. We have 19,000 people on water not able to drink their water. We have difficulties in terms of providing economic development because we don't have adequate infrastructure. We are in a dire situation with regard to this, and we need to address that. And part of that is ensuring we have adequate funding to do so.
Okay. Well, as you said about the charges when it comes in, well, hopefully that it's not diverted somewhere else and the money is put on the infrastructure.
Well, that's it. And I think that's an important point because, you know, this Irish Water has been set up to ensure that we manage the assets better, and the money that we spend on water services is spent where the risk is greatest and where the need is greatest. And I think this is the real advantage of having a national organisation, because we can look across the country instead of looking in 34 different local authority areas.
Mm-hmm.
We look across the country and see where do we need to put money the most, where will we get the best result and the best value and the best environmental improvement and the best improvement for communities. And that's how we will start looking at funding the projects that have to come on stream. And we will get there, but it's going to take us a long time.
Okay, and now, as I said at the outset, World Water Day is tomorrow, but you're having Walking for Water, and people should look at walkingforwater.eu if they want to get involved in this. It's sort of aimed at the schools as well, isn't it?
That's right, yes, that's right. So this initiative really highlights the fact that in some parts of the world, it's very difficult for people to access water. And so it's difficult to access clean drinking water. And it's usually the women and children who have to carry water large distances for their families and for their communities. It's a lovely way, I think, of highlighting the problem. And the event that we're supporting is in Glendalough on next Wednesday, where 100 children will take part in a 6 kilometre walk to raise awareness of this issue as part of their contribution to marking World Water Day. And we're very happy to be part of it and to support them.
And there's loads of you have your own website, and there's loads of information.
We do, yeah,
water.ie,
well. lots of information there.
Okay, listen, thank you very much for talking to us, and I'm great for the initiative that you have at the moment. Thank you very much, Elizabeth.
Thank you very much, my pleasure.
Thank you, bye. And that's Elizabeth McGardle, Elizabeth Arnott from Irish Water there. And you can look up, as I say, if you want to get into it, especially if you're a teacher or if you're a parent and you want to bring it of notice to the teachers, it's walkingforwater.eu if you want to get all the kids involved in that as well.